بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Last week we discussed that Sahaba رضي الله عنهم together with others in total We are 1,000 leaving Medina Munawwara. They stopped at the place called Shaykhain. And what had transpired, the Maghrib Salah, the Isha Salah, the Fajr Salah. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked at the Tahajjud time for a guide to take him on an unusual route. Abu Khaythama radiallahu anhu was prepared. He says, I can guide the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They come to an area and an orchard called Shaut. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, he was Ra'isul Munafiqeen and the leader of the Munafiqoon. So he stood up and he says that I don't think so, I need to continue on this journey. It seems like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking us into a trap. Therefore, he had returned with 300 of his followers, Abdullah ibn Ubay. 300 of his followers, they returned back to Medina Tayyiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in the Quran, in the ayah of the Quran, in the third juz of the Quran, the fourth juz of the Quran, the fourth juz, that the munafiqun وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالُوا قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوِدْفَعُوا Abdullah ibn Haram radiallahu anhu addressed and he says, why don't you join us? We're going out for battle. So they said, قَالُوا لَوْ نَعْلَمُ قِتَالًا لَتَّبَعْنَاكُمْ If this was a fight, we would definitely follow. But this actually, Nabi Sam is taking us into a dead end. We're going into a trap. He's actually walking us into suicide. We're not coming. We're not ever going to come. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses, يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ That they say with their tongues what's not in their hearts, which means iman is not a reality within these people. And one of his major gripes, he says, عَصَانِي وَأَطَاعَ الْوِلْدَانِ فَعَلَمَ نَقْتُلُ أَنفُسَنَا Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was taking the opinions and the rai of people in the mashwara, Then he didn't take mine. He listened to the youngsters that said, let's go out of Medina Tayyiba to fight, which we discussed last week. So why should we accompany Nabi Sam on this journey? We're not going to accompany. Now remember from a number of 1,300 short, that's close to one third. 700 left. Amongst the Ansar, two tribes, Banu Haritha and Banu Salima. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this also in the Quran. إِذْ هَمَّ طَائِفَتَانِ مِنْكُمْ أَن تَفْشَلَى When two groups were inclining to retract and go back, they also give it some thought. To see, listen, now we're 700 in number. It's really a difficult situation. They were losing heart and spirit. They also wanted to backtrack. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّهُمَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian of these two groups. There was intention, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged them, they continued on the journey in the battle of Uhud. So one sahabi, who is from this tribe, he says, Wallahi, we never ever desired ma uhibbu anna hadhihi al-aya lam tanzil. There was never a desire that this ayah must never be revealed. Yet the ayah, the first portion of it, is a reproach that when two groups of Sahaba were losing courage and spirit and heart, they didn't want to go out. And it's referring to us. The Sahabi says, I never ever wish the ayat was never revealed. Why? He says the second part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just consolidated our intentions and desires. And he says, I'm your guardian. For Allah to say He's our guardian, forget about the reproach. We're ready to go out in the battle. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the Fajr Salah addressed Sahaba radiallahu anhum and formed the rows and the sufuf of Sahaba radiallahu anhum backs against the mountain, the bigger mountain of Uhud, back against the bigger mountain of Uhud and Medina Tayyiba. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam formed the rows and the sufuf. Then there was a small gap and opening, which we know as Jabalur Rumat. When we go Madina Tayyibah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us again and again. And Jabalur Rumat, that smaller mountain, that was where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam selected 50 archers and he placed them under the leadership of Abdullah ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu. And he says, come what may, don't ever leave this station, whatever be the situation. Indah al khayl anna bin nabl la ya'tuna min khalfina in kanat lana aw alayna fathbut makanak la nu'tayanna min qibalik. O sahaba radiallahu anhum, this position, never ever leave it. In some narrations, let us not be caught off guard due to your negligence. If you leave this mountain pass, then it's an opening into the ranks of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. So we opening up ourselves to an attack if you don't stay. So 50, station yourself, remain here, don't ever move. In some narrations, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, even if you see that the corpse and the bodies of sahaba are on the ground and the birds and the wild animals are preying on our bodies, don't leave this. Forget about our bodies. And even if you see we collecting the booty, we triumphant and we victorious, still too, stay in your places and positions. Never ever leave. Now this was the strict instruction that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to 50 sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Don't ever leave this mountain pass. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam picks up a sword and he says, May ya'khudhu hadha saif. Who's there to take this sword? Sahaba radiallahu anhum, everyone came forward and said, Ana, Umar radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu, Zubayr radiallahu anhu, I'll take it. Nabi Sam says, no. Eventually Nabi Sam says, May ya'khudhu hadha saifa bihaqqihi. Who'll take this sword with the right of the sword? Abu Dujana stood up. He says, Ya Rasulullah, Ana, I'll take it. So Nabi Sam says, Abu Dujana, you want to take it? So he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wa ma haqquhu? What's the right of fighting with this sword? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, antadriba bihi al-adu hatta yantahiya. I want you to fight with the sword until the sword even bends. I want you to fight only the enemy, never kill a Muslim, never show your back to the enemy, and walk in the ranks with the sword. Zubayr radiyallahu anhu says, I asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you told me no. I need to know what's the secret of this sahabi. He got the sword. Why I didn't get it? So the battle started. I hid myself and I'm tracking him, looking for him, you know, in the corner of my eyes, just to get a glance of what is he doing? What's special in him? He says, I never saw a person cross his path except his head was severed from his body. That was the haq of that sword. Not scared to kill anyone that comes in front of him. And he killed the kuffar in the dozens, he said, like flies he was killing them. So that was Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu, killing everyone. And suddenly, there was a lady who was attacking the sahaba. She had inflicted injury. But when Abu Dujana sees her, he doesn't kill. He backtracks and he continues with the battle. So I go to Abu Dujana, I say, Abu Dujana, you killed so many of the kuffar, you didn't kill that lady? Why you didn't kill that lady? He says, Akramtu Sayfa Rasulillahi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, out of honor for the sword of Allah, how do I kill one lady? She's not worth the sword, man. She's not even worth the sword. We're supposed to be killing her with our bare hands. Why must I kill her with the sword? So he didn't kill. Then there was a person amongst the Aus. His name was Abu Amir. Very influential. He did not accept Islam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was spreading the da'wah of Islam in Medina Tayyiba, he left with some slaves to Makkah Mukarrama. He was spurring on the kuffar to fight the battle of Uhud. And he says, listen, I give you a guarantee. When I stand amongst the rows of sahaba radiallahu anhum, they all have to just see me. They will throw their hat in hand, they'll come. They will not fight, they will not continue with the battle. So they said, okay, you're so influential. Okay, you come with us, Battle of Uhud, he comes. Before the battle, he comes out and he addresses the Aus. He says, Ya Ma'shara Aus. Ansar were two groups, the Aus and the Khazraj. Ya Ma'shara Al-Aus. He says, you'll all know me. Ana Abu Amir. You'll know me, I'm Abu Amir. When they heard his name, they told him, La an'ama Allahu bika aynan ya fasiq. We know you very well. May Allah never ever give you rest, comfort and peace in your life. You're a fasiq, you. Yet he was known as a rahib. Rahib means the ascetic, the monk. We will say the hazrat of the time. Nabi Sam changed that. See, call him the fasiq of the time. So he was shell-shocked, like, these people will do anything for me. Now suddenly I'm the fasiq. I was the most pious amongst them. In the days of Jahili, I was ranked as a very pious person. Now they call me fasiq. This is when iman enters the heart, then the love is for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unwavering love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unflinching love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Abu Amir, he backtracks, he goes back. Talha ibn Abi Talha, a kafir, he comes forward. Talha ibn Abi Talha. Now this is how generally the war used to begin. It used to be a one-on-one duel, as we discussed in the Battle of Badr. So he comes forward and he says, who is there to attack me? Who is there for a duel, one-on-one? No one's ready for it. No one's coming, going forward. Eventually the same person, Talha, says, Talha ibn Abi Talha, he says, are you not the same Muslims that say that if I kill you, you go Jannah, and if you kill me, I go Jahannam? Where's those calls? No one's coming? No one wants to go Jannah? No one wants to go Jannah? Nabi Sam, Ali radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, let me go forward. Nabi Sam says, Ali, go for it. Ali radiallahu anhu goes, he's burning with that love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the desire to kill him. He goes and he finishes him. Eventually Ali radiallahu anhu he's fighting with him. He's about to kill him, that last blow, but he stops. And he continues fighting everyone else. So Sahaba radim came, Ali, what happened? You fought, you killed, you were killing, but him, why did you stop just short of that last blow? What happened? He says, as I was fighting him and I was killing him, I flawed him and I dropped him, his satr got exposed. I didn't want to be in front of a kafir whose satr is exposed. I can kill him, but I didn't want to be in front of him. So I turned around and I went away. Imagine to be so conscious of the ahkam of Allah at that moment, yet he's a kafir. Yet he is a kafir. He says, no, I turned around. I didn't want to fight at that time. So Ali radiallahu anhu continued. Then Zubair radiallahu anhu eventually, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the kuffar asking, who's there for the jewel? Who's there? Another person comes forward. No one responded. Eventually Zubair radiallahu anhu responds. He says, I'm ready. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لَوْ لَمْ يَبْرُزْ لَبَرَزْتُ إِلَيْهِ. If Zubair radiallahu anhu did not respond, I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was ready to go forward and to fight this person, to enter into a duel. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so happy with the accomplishments and of Zubair radiallahu anhu that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ حَوَارِيٌ وَحَوَارِي الزُّبَيْرِ. Every Nabi enjoys a very close companion. My very close companion is Zubair radiallahu anhu. Also what transpired was Wahshi. Lengthy incident, we are familiar and fair with the incident. Wahshi, who later on became radiallahu anhu. Ayat were revealed for his iman. But the synopsis of it was that Wahshi, his master was Jubair. Jubair had promised him freedom if he has to kill Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu, who was a very fierce fighter in the battle. So he says, if you can kill him, you can walk to freedom. Wahshi, who later on became radiallahu anhu at that battle, was not a Muslim. He was from Habasha, a slave, very good with using the spear. A dagger, a spear, in throwing something, he was He was second to none. Very good. You put anything in front of him and he needs to throw, like a javelin or a spear. He was very good at hitting its target using his arm. He had a very good arm. So what happened in, he looked and he waited for the opportunity because he was scared. He said, if I stand in front of Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu, who I'm forgotten yesterday. So he hid behind a stone and a tree. He waited for the opportunity. Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu just gave his back, meaning that he was fighting in the moment and he attacked him from the side. The spear actually penetrated the body of Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu, went through. Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu looked in the direction from which it came. He was heading in that direction to attack. He was unable to even take one step and he fell down. Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu became the shaheed. And we know the rest of the story, what had happened, and his body was mutilated, the janaza salah, etc., the love that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. So this was a lot of pain for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The janaza of Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu, in some narrations, such was the love that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the janazas used to be brought, Hamza radiallahu anhu's janaza stays. Bring the sahaba, the janaza stays. Nabi Sam says, salatul janaza, perform the salatul janaza. Take all the janazas, besides the janaza of Hamza, leave it. More janazas come. Salatul janaza, and salatul janaza is performed again. Multiple times, salatul janaza was performed for Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu. And that was a very sad moment for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam endures all of this, li'i'la'i kalimatillah, to raise the flag of the deen of Islam. So the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reign supreme. So Nabi Sam goes through all of this. Abu Amir we spoke about. Abu Amir from Aus, and he came out and addressed, he thought he was influential. His son was Hanzala radiallahu anhu. His son was Hanzala. He was a sincere, genuine Muslim. His wife was Jamila radiallahu anha. She was the sister of Abdullah ibn Ubay, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the Munafiqun. His sister was Jamila. So these two were married. Both were genuine Muslims. His desire was to participate in the Battle of Uhud. The night of the Battle of Uhud was the first night together. First night together as husband and wife. So he asked permission from his wife. Wife says, no, you stay with me, you stay behind. We're newly married. So he gave in, he was newly married. He stayed at home, it was okay. There was no fighting at night. And the next morning, she had a dream. She had a dream that the skies opened, her husband Hanzala radiallahu anhu rises to the skies, and the skies closed. She knew that her husband is going to become shaheed. Next morning, he wakes up, he hears what's happening, sahaba in the battlefield. He asks her permission, she gives permission, he runs into the battlefield and he becomes a shaheed. When he goes into the battlefield, becomes shaheed, Nabi Sam is looking at the battlefield, and sahaba looking like, what is Nabi Sam shocked and worried, and he's scanning very carefully. Nabi Sam says, just find out from Jamila radiallahu anha, what happened to the husband? Find out. So they go and they find out. Nabi Sam is saying that I see the angels are taking water from the clouds. They got some silver utensils and they're giving the ghusl of Sayyiduna Hamza radiallahu anhu. The angels are doing the ghusl. Something has happened. Find out from the wife. So goes to the wife. Wife says, we had marital relations last night. He heard the call. He immediately responded. There was no time for ghusl and he became a shaheed. Nabi Sam says, there's no worry for that. The angels did his ghusl. The ghusl of Hanzala radiallahu anhu was done. After that, he was known as Ghaseelul Malaika. The sahabi who even the angels did his ghusl. Subhanallah. The angels saw to the ghusl of Sayyiduna Hanzala radiallahu anhu. Then what happens in the battle is sahaba radiallahu anhu on advantage. But those 50 arches that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had positioned on Jabalur Rumat, as we know it, there was some difference of opinion. The others are saying, sahaba collecting the malul ghanima in the booty. What are we still doing here? Let's go. Let's go for it. So, Abdullah ibn Jubayr reminded his companions, but there was a misunderstanding. They said, no, I don't think so. Nabi Sam meant that we must stay here till the end of our lives, or till the end of the day. No, like, if we are on an advantage and we're winning and the battle is over, why shouldn't we? So only 10 Sahaba were left, or less than 10 we would say. 10 or less than 10 were left with Abdullah ibn Jubayr, the leader. Khalid, who was not yet radiallahu anhu, saw this opening and immediately he pounced. Ikrimah was also passing, who was not yet radiallahu anhu. He sees that there is an opening, he attacks. Mayhem, chaos, bloodshed. Sahaba radiallahu anhum didn't know what was happening, from where they were getting attacked. Shaitan even pounced on the opportunity. He said, "Ey ibadallah, ukhrakum." So Sahaba are facing the enemy. They hear this voice saying, "O servants of Allah, look behind." When they look behind, thinking that the enemy is coming from behind, rather only Sahaba behind them. Eventually they started fighting each other. Sahaba were actually fighting each other, which led to the loss of one Sahabi. Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman, father's name was Yaman. Yaman became Shaheed because of this misunderstanding, this miscommunication. Eventually, someone just alerted them to say, listen, we're fighting ourselves, let's turn to the enemy. By then, we know many Sahaba radiallahu anhum had become Shaheed in the battle of Uhud. Due to this, but the lesson for every one of us, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam positioned the Sahaba on the mountain. One simple command, stay on the mountain, don't move from your places. And they were a difference of opinion, they came down. It was an apparent setback, we would say. Sahaba radiallahu anhum did not lose the battle. We would say there was an apparent setback. Momentarily there was a loss of life. They didn't lose the battle. What transpired, we would discuss. So yes, loss of life. But Nabi Sam positioned them. They left their position. Blood was flowing. The position that we have in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, these are the sufuf for us, the men. If we're not going to stay in the sufuf, then the blood of the ummah will be flowing. We left our positions. If we stay in our positions in the saf, stay in our sufuf, for salah, 5 times a day, then the blood of the ummah will be protected. But we have left our positions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, the ability that we make an effort on near and dear, kith and kin, loved ones, family, whoever it is, that we come back to one simple command, 5 times daily salah, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq, that we stay in our positions, inshallah. Let's stay in our positions for salah from this week till next week, and then we'll discuss after that what were the other incidents in the battle of Uhud. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah, subhanallah.